Bonnie knows when you plant something, it keeps on giving. Growing from friend to neighbor to community. Generations of gardeners have trusted Bonnie for fresh, healthy vegetable and herb plants. Rely on Bonnie for quality plants, help, and support. Bonnie, gardening with you since 1918. BonniePlants.com.
What's hot at the green market? You're about to find out now. It's the Grow NYC Market Update.
All right, thanks for tuning in. We are on the line with Jean Hodesh of New York City's Green Markets, and we are taking a trip to Tribeca today. Jean, we are excited to go on this journey with you, so why don't you give us the breakdown?
Hi. So I like the Tribeca Market very much. It is actually pretty close to our Green Market offices on Chambers Street, so I like to head over there to pick up some produce myself. So this market is open. It's located just alongside this really beautiful little serene park, Washington Market Park. And the market itself is open year-round on Wednesdays and Saturdays. And it first opened in 1981, so it's been around in the community for a long time. And Tribeca has sort of grown up around it since then. I was recently talking to Chef Mary Cleaver, who moved to the neighborhood in the early 80s, and she lived there for years, and she was just remembering. She said there was nothing there then, and she was remembering there was one preschool and just a handful of little restaurants. And so to raise money for the preschool, she used to organize bake sales, and she worked with some other mothers in the neighborhood to make a Tribeca community cookbook. And they also started this little street festival to raise money called Taste of Tribeca. And now you'll see, you know, from kind of that, image of this neighborhood in the early 80s, if you go to the park now, you'll see tons of young families. There are now 12 preschools in the neighborhood, and the many fine dining establishments make Tribeca a destination not to be missed. And this year, Taste of Tribeca is going to take place on Saturday, May 18th, so it's coming right up. And since its sort of, you know, humble beginnings, it's blossomed into a full-blown culinary festival. And many of the restaurants who are going to be presenting taste at the event, among them Marc Forgione, Terroir Wine Bar, the Cosmopolitan Cafe, they all shop at the Tribeca Green Market regularly. So you'll see their white coats of their chefs kind of in between all the loyal customers in the community. But one of my favorite things about this market site is that the park that it's next to, Washington Market Park, is named for Washington Market, which was active through the 1800s and up until 1967 when it was moved to the Bronx to what is now known as the Hunts Point Market. But in its glory, Washington Market was New York's answer to Les Halles in Paris. It was huge and teeming with activity and all sorts of pushcart vendors selling everything from dairy, eggs, and meat to condiments, bonbons, and, of course, all this huge cornucopia of fresh fruits and vegetables. So I like to think of our neighborhood market as sort of an homage to that one that was there formerly, and I love that it keeps this tradition of farmers selling directly to customers alive in this neighborhood since, you know, it's a staple. It's what was always there.
Well, I'm curious, you know, how offerings at the market have changed over time, but mostly I'm curious about what I can find there if I were to shop in this day and age.
Of course, things you could actually buy now. So the lineup of farmers on Wednesdays and Saturdays is a little bit different, but it offers a really full range, everything from fish and protein to dairy. So we've got baked goods from Francesca's Bakery, Bread Alone, and Hot Bread Kitchen, and then there's produce from Lonnie's Farm, Jersey Farm. In the summer, Toygo Orchards comes in with beautiful stone fruit. Prospect Hill Orchards has amazing apples. There's honey from Apple State Hilltop Farm, chicken and eggs from Feather Ridge, milk, yogurt, and butter from Ronniebrook, fish from Blue Moon, and cheese from Valley Shepherd. And then there are gorgeous fresh-cut flowers from Lebach Farm. And then in between that list, there's a whole lot more. So I would encourage you, if you live in the neighborhood or want to come visit, check out our market webpage for a full list of all the producers. And just a tip, Lonnie's Farm is there, and you might know them from Carroll Gardens or Union Square. They sell at Columbia, too, but they're going to be coming in any day now with their really wonderful, sweet little strawberries. They're farming in South Jersey, so they'll be having the first strawberries in the market any day.
Ooh, I'm excited for that. Well, so if we're over in the neighborhood, I know you mentioned the Taste of Tribeca, but what else can we look forward to if we make a trip out of it?
Sure. So the market is happening. Taste of Tribeca kind of happens next to our market, so you can go for the festival and then buy your groceries as well. And then on any other day, you might come down and go to brunch at a number of restaurants. Odeon, Sarah Beth's, Wakanda Verde are all right there. And then if you walk just a little bit farther west of the market, you could, say, pick up a picnic supplies for a picnic at the market, and then walk over to Nelson Rockefeller Park, which is just on the Hudson River. It's a really gorgeous spot to spend an afternoon or an evening in the summer.
Lovely. Well, that aside, what else should we be keeping our calendar clear for that happenings in other spots around the green markets?
Sure. So we have more seasonal markets that are reopening in the coming weeks. So on Sunday, May 19th, the Windsor Terrace Market is going to open. And then on June 1st, Socrates and Sunnyside Markets will open up in Queens, and the Bay Ridge Market will open up in Brooklyn. And then in terms of events, I would recommend people go to a cider tasting, hard cider tasting at Jimmy's Number 43 this Friday from 6 to 9. It's a fundraiser for Breezy Hill Orchard, so it'll be sort of a sampling of the hard ciders that they produce, and they're trying to rebuild their historic cider house. So all of the funds will go towards that effort. And then at Union Square, we've got Natural Gourmet doing a cooking demonstration featuring edible flowers on Saturday. So I saw lilacs and wild violets for sale at Windfall Farms yesterday. So you can show up on Saturday and learn how to cook with them. And then next week is Sustainable Seafood Week. So Saturday the 18th at Union Square, Phil Carlin of P&DD will be doing a cooking demonstration. He'll teach you how to fillet fish. And then on May 22nd, it's a Wednesday, from 6:30 to 8 in the evening, it's the Educated Eater, the first in our series of panel discussions for the year. So this one is going to be focusing on international cuisine cooked with local ingredients. And we have Chef Romy Dorotan from Purple Yam, Chef Christian Fredriksen of Amman's Copenhagen, and the author Hiroko Shimbo, who's a Japanese cook. They'll all be speaking about the food that they cook that's sort of representative of their backgrounds from around the world, but how they've adapted that cuisine to feature ingredients that are grown locally, and they'll be talking with the farmers that they shop with.
Lovely. Well, it sounds like a full docket for folks out there. So thanks for taking some time out to give us the update, Jean.
Sure.
For folks who are interested in learning even more about the markets, definitely check them out at www.grownyc.org. You can get more info there on all of the farmers, the variety of markets across the city, volunteer opportunities, and a recap of those events that Jean mentioned. In the meantime, for the most in-the-moment updates, definitely follow them on Twitter, connect with them on Facebook, Tumblr, whatever your preferred social media stream is, get it. And stay tuned in next week for another Grow NYC market update.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.